Walker's proposal follows funding cuts to transit in his last state budget. Greg Soibert is Wausau's transit director and chairs the Wisconsin Urban and Rural Transit Association. He says the last budget forced Wausau to end Saturday service, end contracts with neighboring communities, and cut off evening bus service at 6:30. Soibert says it's making it tough for people who rely on bus service.
Folks who cannot drive, have no other options than public transportation, need our services to conduct their daily lives.
Soibert says flat funding in the next budget won't help that, but he's also concerned about Walker's proposal to move transit out of the transportation fund and into the general fund, where it will have to compete against schools, healthcare, and numerous other programs for funding.
We are part of a system. Dedicated transportation funding should provide funding for transportation of all modes.
But Walker's Department of Administration Secretary Mike Hipsch says transit will weather this budget.
I believe they will. I think, you know, what transit systems will do, as with every state area, state government, as we've come through this challenging economic time, you'll look at it and figure out ways that you can simply do more with less.
Hipsch says being part of the general fund could actually benefit bus systems, since the transportation budget has struggled with finding long-term funding options. Governor Walker rejected proposals to raise the gas tax or any registration fees to pay for transportation this year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.